My name is Amy Strunk, and I work as Special Projects Administrator for the CFA Institute Research Challenge. I'm talking today with Joao Almeida, a senior analyst in project finance at Torosol Energy Investments in Madrid, Spain, about his experience volunteering with his local competition. Joao participated in the CFA Institute Research Challenge as a student and has volunteered as a faculty advisor for the CFA Institute Research Challenge hosted by CFA Spain. Thank you, Joao.
My name is Joao Almeida, and I work as a project finance analyst for a Spanish company called Torosol Energy Investments. And I basically work in terms of, you know, finance projects in the renewable energy sector.
Okay. And what does being a faculty advisor in this competition involve?
Basically, it involves helping the students to go through a lot of technical knowledge, because students they don't have experience, and so they are eager to enter in the competition and to learn and to participate. And basically what I try to help them is to say them that this is a professional competition, not an academic one, and teach them some financial knowledge, give them some skills, and teach also soft skills. Basically help them to build a model and try to go the best they can do.
Okay, and what was the most useful advice you were able to provide your students?
Well, basically that they have to enjoy the moment. That is, it's when I was a student and I got the chance to do this competition, I went to New York and it was an amazing experience. And basically that's what I tell them. Enjoy, because you will learn and you'll have a unique opportunity to be together with some of the most important bankers throughout the world. Because that's something I will never forget. The chance I had with the chance that CFA gave me to be in the final in New York, both in New York and London.
Great. And what experience and qualities are most useful for a faculty advisor?
I think one should need some technical knowledge and experience.
Okay. And how do you think earning the CFA charter could enhance your skills for the role of faculty advisor?
I think it will help, because year through year, what we've been watching is that the quality of the competition and the demands of the competition are increasing at an astonishing level. And I think that the good thing about the CFA is that it's always dated in terms of the financial techniques that are being currently used. And I think that's really helpful and useful, because once we learn them, we can also pass them to the students, and I think that's a plus for them.
For more information about the CFA Institute Research Challenge and how you can get involved, visit us online at www.cfainstitute.org/researchchallenge.